Ready na po ba kayo? Amen. So last Sunday, we opened our series for the month of October. Ang sabi po natin, Church on Fire. Church on Fire. So it is in the book of Acts. And nakakatuwang isipin na po that as our pastor preached on being unstoppable, no? Meron tayong sense of purpose, meron tayong sense of worth as we live on this earth. Because God has given us this great commission, this great assignment to be His witness, to be His testimony to all nations of the world. Ang sabi po dun, Church on Fire is unstoppable. Everybody say with me, unstoppable. So, unstoppable meaning no stopping. No, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria into the ends of the earth. There is no stopping in going and making disciples till the end of times, till the ends of the earth. No, kagaya ng kwento na narinig natin, nakita natin, no, kung merong huminto or merong hindi pumansin sa kanila, they will just remain the same. But we thank God for people like Mara, no? Si Ma'am Mara, and she's celebrating her birthday today. What a good way to celebrate your birthday. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. You have become a blessing of transformation and power of God resting on Romeo's life. And she is now a radio, not radio announcer, but a rad tech. So, salamat sa Panginoon for this. We are unstoppable. Sabihin nga po natin, I am unstoppable. Kaya tuwing Linggo, no? The bed won't stop us. The laundry would not derail us from coming to church. Because you are unstoppable, you are here. Amen. And from here, we will go to the ends of the earth. Next, the Church on Fire is not only unstoppable, but the Church on Fire is empowered. Everybody say with me, empowered. Yon, so empowered. Mayroong kapangyarihan. At ang sabi po dyan, the power will only come when the Holy Spirit comes. So, empower means to give someone an authority or to give someone the authority or power to do something. So, meron daw po tayong binigyan po tayo ng Diyos ng gagawin. Pero hindi natin yun magagawa kung wala ang kanyang pagsama. At ang pagsama niya ay nangangahulugan ng kapangyarihan. Does it make sense? Ang sarap isipin, no, na merong pinagagawa ang Diyos sa'yo. Subalit nung ibinigay niya ito sa iyo, kanya ikaw binigyan ng isang kasiguraduhan na siya ay sasayo, siya ay sasama sa iyo, and this is equivalent to His power resting on you. Now let's take a look at Acts chapter 2 verses 1-5 and 1-4 first. Everybody, let's all stand up in power in the presence of God, and let's read this with great expectation. Everybody, sabay-sabay po tayo. Acts chapter 2, ready, go. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in another tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let us pray. Lord, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Not just this place, but everyone's heart. Lord, we are ready. We're ready for your move. We're ready for your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. 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 Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We can now take our seats. So, kahapon, sinabi ng Panginoon, no? Before siya umakyat dun sa langit, Sinabihan niya ang kanyang mga disipulo that do not be sad, no? And then sabi niya, you will receive power. You will become my witnesses when you receive the power from the Holy Spirit. And so from that place, no? From that mountain, from that place where Jesus was taken to the heavens, lumakad po ang mga disipulo na to and it took them 24 hours. It's a 24 journey going back from the mountain, no, to the place where they call the upper room at Jerusalem. So akalain mo po yun, ano po kaya ang pumapasok sa isip ng mga disciples, no? For 3.5 years, kasama mo yung leader mo, and kasama mo si Jesus, nakita mo yung kapangyarihan niya, sweeping, no, the town and healing all the sickness, the sick people, and healing every disease, kahit na anong sakit pinagagaling ng Panginoon. And lo and behold, one day, one time, wala na, nandun na, umalis na. It's just like, parang isang maliit na bata na naghatid sa kanyang tatay doon sa airport, and hindi na niya alam kung kailan pa sila muling magkikita. It's gonna be another 365 days, or yung iba, 2 years. So, anong feeling? There is a sense of loneliness, aloneness, insecurity, kagaya ng testimony ni William. For 20 years, hindi niya nakita yung mama niya. So there's this sense of absence. There's this sense of incompleteness sa buhay niya as he was growing up. So same with the disciples. Pinsan nakasanayan mo na ang isang bagay at nakita mo na at nakasama mo ang isang pinakamakapangyarihang nilalang sa lahat at walang iba kundi ang Panginoon Jesus, and all of a sudden he was gone. And they walked back to Jerusalem. And there was nothing they can do but to pray. Now, ang sarap pong isipin na sa punto ng hindi naman po ang prayer ay gagawin mo dahil wala kang magawa. Kundi ang panalangin ay inilaan sa atin sa lahat ng panahon at para sa lahat ng panahon. So during the time of loneliness and aloneness and being lost, no, with the disciples' heart, they chose to join together and then they prayed. And see, it happened during the day of Pentecost. So they came together, when you click it, mag-highlight po dyan yan. Pentecost arrived. So Pentecost is a season, is a festival. Sinasabi po dito na ito ay isang kaganapan or parang okasyon sa bayan ng Jerusalem. Every year, they observe this. At ang season daw po na ito ay season of harvest. So dito talaga nakikita ang napakagagandang mga palaya na pwede nang i-harvest. At ang mga prutas na talagang hinog sa panahon, dito mo makikita. And people come from different places. Ang tawag po dyan ay the pilgrimage is on. So this is the best time to go to Jerusalem because there is the Feast of Pentecost. But not only that they celebrate the year of harvest or the time of harvest, but for other people, they observe, and for the devout people, they observe this Pentecost as the time when God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. So ito din po ang panahon. Kaya po isipin natin, no? Ito yung time na nagpe-pray sila during the time of Pentecost. People are celebrating outside. But because the disciples are lonely, the disciples somehow are lost, the disciples are, wow, meron pa talaga silang pagka-miss sa Panginoon. They just rather choose to celebrate in a very simple way. No, at sila-sila lamang po at sila inanalangin. About 120 people gathered in that place. Medyo malaki rin pong upper room ito. They didn't know that something, and that something was so great that will happen on that day. At ang sabi doon, suddenly, sa isang iglap, sa napakabilis na pagkakataon, may dumating. There came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. No, parang ang picture po nila, nasa isa silang second floor upper room. Hindi pa daw po ito ang church talaga. This is just their meeting place. So closed po itong lugar na ito. Para lang siyang isang malaking room, something like in the encounter area. Closed, and then suddenly, mayroon pong dumating. May pumasok. Sabi po doon, hindi po hangin ng electric fan. The word here is a mighty, what this is, sabi doon, mighty rushing wind. So how do you picture it? It's a sound na isang malakas, mayanig, rumaragasang hangin, ihip ng hangin. No? Sabi po sa Bible, when they talk about wind, like for example, in the time of Ezekiel, or in the time of the Old Testament, no? Or sabi po to Ezekiel 37:9, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into this lane, that they may live. So imagine yun po si Ezekiel, he saw a vision. Ang nakita po niyang vision ay laksa-laksa pong mga skeleton. Kalansay ang nakita po ni Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord said to him, prophesy to this skeleton. Hindi lang itong patay lang, basta patay na tao eh. Wala na pong laman, wala na pong muscles, wala na pong cells. It's dry bone. It's a dry bone. And said, sabi doon, hindi lang siya isa, kundi dry bones, ang dami-dami, laksa-laksa. And what did God told him? What did God tell him? Sabi doon, prophesy, speak to the bones, and just say, live! And saan man gagaling yung word na yon? It's in the air. It's in the power of the wind. And sabi doon, yung mga kalansay na yon, nakita po ni Ezekiel in the vision, unti-unting nagkaroon ng laman. Unti-unting nagkaroon ng muscle. Unti-unting nagkaroon ng hininga. At nagtumayo lahat ang mga skeletons, and there was life. So this is the kind of wind. This is the kind of power of God that rested among the disciples during this time. Yung feeling na patay, yung feeling na namatayan, yung feeling na malungkot, yung feeling na lost, yung feeling na insecure, it will come alive again. Yung feeling na depressed, na hindi dapat tinatawanan. No, dapat sinusuportahan. Amen ba? Nagkakaroon ng buhay, and they will resurrect again. And this is the kind of power that rested, that have come into that room. So imagine nyo po yun. Kapag dumating po yung mighty rushing wind na yun sa atin ngayon, all the things that have died in our hearts, lahat ng nangamatay na spirito sa ating buhay, nangamatay na connection sa Panginoon, nangamatay na pag-asa, namatay na kagalakan sa atin, will once again be revived. Amen po ba? Kaya the picture of the Lord, sabi po niya doon in John chapter 3 verse 8, the wind blows wherever it pleases, sir, it said God. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Kapag tayo ay tunay na kumilala sa Diyos at tumanggap sa Panginoong Jesus bilang ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas, we were born of the Spirit. And therefore, all the dead cells in our body and even in our spirit will be gone. And we will resurrect in the power of the Lord. Ano po ba yun? Lahat ng kasalanan tinutupok. Lahat ng kasalanan inilaalis po sa atin when we became born again. Kapag tayo kumilala sa Panginoon, noon nahihiwalay po tayo sa factory ng kasalanan. Ang lahat ng bulok sa atin mawawash out, and this is the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the mighty wind rushing to and through our souls so that nothing that is dead can remain in your life. Imagine kung meron pong tao bangkay. No? Bakit saan po ba siya inilalagay? Sa kabaong. And then in 3 days' time, kailangan na po siyang ilibing. At kahit mahal na mahal mo yung tao, you cannot stand living with dead or with a dead body. Tama po ba? Dahil unti-unti siyang mabubulok at unti-unti siyang uuurin. And you cannot afford to live with a dead person beside you. Same with sin. Anything that is yung kasalanan po na nagbibigay po sa atin ng kamatayan, sin is also dead. No? Rotten. Now, can you afford living in sin? Can you afford living with sin? And eventually, it will kill you as well. So, the Holy Spirit is like a mighty wind rushing to us. Amen? It will really move us. Pag po tayong minove ng wind na ito, para po bang, nung pumaliit po ako, na naglalaro po kami doon sa Pilapil o doon po sa may nagbalon, puro po yun bukid. And then, nandun po kami mga magpipinsan, and then, takbuhan po kami, and all of a sudden, nakakita po kami ng buhawi. Takbo po talaga kami. Kitang-kita ko po yung laki ng buhawi na yon. And hindi ko po alam paano kami nakaligtas. So, ang lakas po ng hangin na talagang nadapa po kaming lahat. So, you cannot afford to remain the same, and you cannot afford na manatili kang bato kapag ka dumating ang Holy Spirit sa'yo. You will be moved. And when you are moved by the Holy Spirit, that is gonna be the most powerful move of all. Because you will be clothed with His power. Amen? Do you want to be moved by the Holy Spirit? Palakpakan po natin ang move ng Holy Spirit in our time today. Amen. And not only that, sabi doon, it filled the entire house where they were sitting and divided tongues as of fire. Sabi po, yung fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. Grabe po yung fire na to. Dumating po sa kanilang lahat na po, dinivide yung fire, hindi po siya isang fire na bigla pong napunta sa gitna eh. It is a fire that everyone had it, has it. So, nandito po yun sa parang ulunan po nila. Kung mapipicture po natin, no, sa mga comic strips ng Acts chapter 2, it's just like, people are praying like this, and then meron po ditong fire na ganyan. No po. But, ang pinakamaganda po dito, sabi doon, lahat po eh, nabigyan nung fire na ito. And when the Bible speaks of fire, it is not a destructive fire. Takot po tayo sa fire. Tama po ba? Takot po tayo sa sunog, lalo na. Because it destroys, it kills lives, it kills people. Pero sabi po dito, when the Bible speaks of fire, it is not a destructive fire. It is a consuming fire. Isang fire na nag-iinit, nag-aalab para sa iyo pag initin kang muli. No, if I am one of the disciples, and I really admire Jesus, and I gave my life to Him, and then all of a sudden, He will leave me, He will left us. Pero yung feeling na totoo ba talaga ito? Binigay ko ang lahat. Yun pala, iiwanan din ako. There will be coldness. There will be disappointment. There will be distress. That's why the fire of God is always with us. Dapat lagi nandun. Kasi the fire of God is a friendly fire. It will keep you warm when you are cold. Hindi po aksidente na ito pong nakaraang araw na ito, just Friday and Saturday, hindi po aksidente na may nag-message po sa akin and I was preparing this message. And then, both of them are experiencing coldness in the Lord. Parang Sabi ko, sister, parang hindi na kita nakikita for 2 weeks. What's happening? Is there anything na can I pray for you? Tapos sabi niya, ate, opo, 2 linggo na nga po talaga akong hindi nag-church. I feel so ashamed. I feel so guilty. Ang lamig-lamig ko po sa Panginoon. And sabi ko sa kanya, sis, the more you feel cold, the more you need to draw near to the one who can give you fire. And last Friday night, tama po, another person told me that she decided not to go to church, she decided not to do ministries. Why? Because I am into depression. And I don't want to see people, I don't want to engage anymore. And I just told her, sis, come back to the fire. Come back. Balik ka lang. Habang nararamdaman mo yung lamig na yan, mas lalo mong maramdaman ang pangangailangan mo ng init ng yakap ng Panginoon. This is the fire of God. It is not a destructive fire na when you look at God, when you see His power, ilalabas niya sa iyong lahat ng kamalian mo at ihihiya ka niya, ipapahiya ka niya. No. For one thing, when the fire comes to us, magliliwanag po tayo eh. Tama po ba? And all the darkness in us will be revealed, will be exposed. Lahat ng kadiliman sa puso at isip po natin will be exposed because the fire and the light of God will shine to us. But do not be afraid to be exposed. Because the more you are exposed, the more you will see the grace of God embracing you despite of what you have done. Tama po ba? Sa kabila ng nakita mo ang karumihan mo, sa kabila ng nakita mo ang kadiliman ng kasalanang ginawa mo, at magliliwanag ang Diyos sa buhay mo, lalo mo nakita bakit pa ako pinansin ng Diyos. And you begin to ignite on His fire again. And ang sabi po dito in Ezekiel again 1 verse 13, the appearance of the living creatures was like burning coals of fire, like torches. Fire moved back and forth among the creatures. It was bright and lightning flashed out it. It was the calling of Ezekiel to be the prophet, one of the prophets. Ito po yung confirmation sa kanya ng Panginoon. Nagpakita ang Diyos sa kanya sa isang matinding apoy ng liwanag. Because Ezekiel will be a prophet to Israel and to Judah, and yet it was very dark during that time. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, I am the light. I will be your guide. I will be your direction. Kapatid, God is our fire. Isaiah chapter 6, then one of the seraphs flew to me, a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin atoned for. Kapatid, pag tinignan mo yung fire, sabi po dito, coal. Ano po ba yung coal sa Tagalog? Yung kulay itim. Uling! Yung uling na nagliliyab, naglalagablab. E pag nakita mo po yun, hindi mo po yun hahawakan. Much more, ilalapit pa sa lips mo. At ang lips daw po natin ang may pinakamanipis na skin. So kung ito idadampi mo sa iyong labi, talaga namang mapapasuka. But you know, once again, this is just a vision. Pero ang sabi po dito, yes, the touch of God, the fire of God, no, will touch you with power, yet it will not harm you. Hindi kanya sasaktan. But the touch of God will remain, will put something in you, a mark. Isang palatandaan na hindi po kahatinaplos ka ng Diyos. And that is the touch of His power. That you will never be the same again. Sabi po ni Jesus, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Dumating ang Panginoon dito, ang Panginoong Jesus, sabi niya, to minister, to heal the sick, to heal the brokenhearted, to mend the wounds of those who are broken, and to save the world. Pero sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, dumating din ako dito to be the fire for you. Yung fire na mag-iinit, yung fire na mag-aalap sa iyong puso hanggang sa ikaw ay sumusunod sa Panginoon. Kapatid, today, I want you to see the power of the Holy Spirit as the rushing wind into our lives. Yes, He will move us. He will blow life to us. He will breathe on us life. Receive it. And He will serve as fire to you. Be enlightened. Be set on fire. Ignite yourself one more time. And then sabi niya, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Ito na po yung manifestation ng Holy Spirit. You see here, kapag hinaplos ka ng Panginoong Jesus sa pamamagitan ng kanyang banal na Espiritu, sabi doon, you will be filled. Mapupuno ka ng kanyang kapangyarihan. And then you will begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yung pong different language dito or different tongues po dito, iba't ibang salita na nagsalita na po sila, ano po, ng ibang wika. Hindi po sila ang nag-manufacture nun. Hindi po sila ang nag-isip nun. Ang sabi po dito, as the Spirit gave them. Ang Panginoon ang nagbigay sa kanila ng kakayanan na magsalita ng salita ng iba't ibang wika. So we see here there is a result of the coming of the Holy Spirit. We see the move of the Holy Spirit. Imagine, kahapon lang nalulungkot sila, kahapon lang depressed sila, kahapon lost sila, insecure sila, but suddenly the promise of God has come and they were now filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you want this, kapatid? Gusto mo ba to? Gusto mo ba yung hindi ka natitinag ng pagsubok? Gusto mo ba yung meron kang breath of God? When you feel you're losing your breath with all the trials that you have, and then you have the breath of God, and then you can recharge, and then you can live your life again to the fullest. You have the fire of God in you. Know that you are always on fire. Na walang sino man at walang bagay na magmo-motivate pa sa iyo, kailangan itulak ka pa, i-motivate ka pa para lang maging on fire ka. Because it is enough for you and more than enough for you to live in the will of God so that always you can tap on the fire of God. Amen? This is the fire of the Lord. Now, what was the response or how the people around them responded to the coming of the Holy Spirit? Let's take a look. Verse 5. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. Remember? It was a feast. They were celebrating feast. They were celebrating festival. Ang dami pong tao, pilgrimages on, thousands of people were in Jerusalem. Nandun lang sila sa maliit na kwarto. Yet, sabi po dito, the multitudes. Pag po sinabi nating multitudes, crowd of people, thousands of them, sabi po doon, they heard the sound and they came together. Sabi po doon, they were bewildered. Nagtataka. Ano yung sound na yun? Ano yung tunog na yun? Dahil hindi lang siya tunog ng anumang sasakyan o anumang ingay. Ang sabi po doon, each one was hearing them speak in his own language. Tingnan po natin, next slide. Sino-sino po yun? Ano po yung mga language na yun? Kasi kumbaga parang pilgrimage po yung time na ito. So different nations were there. Pero akalain niyo po yun na minsan po, kapag nung minsan po kami na masyal na po sa Rome, halos parang kami lang po yung Pilipino doon na namamasyal. And then, iba't ibang nation po yun sa may Vatican. And then, na-amaze po ako na pag nakikita mo yung mga tao, pag nakikinig ka sa kanila, hindi mo sila maiintindihan kasi they speak in their language. iba't ibang mukha, iba't ibang nasyon, at nakaka-amaze na, wow, nakakarinig ako ng iba't ibang tunog, iba't ibang salita. And it's so amazing. But this time, yung narinig po nila, naintindihan nila, kasi yung sound na yon, yung message na yon, naintindihan nila because it was spoken in their own language. So sabi po dito, ano-anong mga languages po yan? Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear of us in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya, belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our tongues the mighty works of God. Isn't it amazing? Nasa isang iglap, in a sudden moment, bumaba ang banal na spirito, and these people, 120 of them, spoke into different language, na lahat ng mga tao sa pilgrimage na yun, naintindihan ang mga sinasabi nila because they were connected with their own language. At kung makikita daw po natin, ang iba't ibang nasyon na po na ito, ay nagpapakita na po ito to the ends of the earth. Parang lahat na po yata ng mga bansa at hindi mo na mabanggit yung mga salita ng kanilang mga lugar, they represent the uttermost part of the earth, something like that. And God, in a sudden moment, in an instance, can touch the whole nations or whole world, no, sa isang iglap lamang. Ganun ang kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Nung bumaba ang Holy Spirit sa bawat isang tao na nandoon sa upper room, binigyan sila ng kakayanan ng Diyos na makapagsalita ng lengguwahe ng bayan na yun. Because the fire of God, the visitation of the Lord, is not just to wow you. Wow! Amazing! Remember, ang sabi ng Panginoon, you will be my witness when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So it will not just make you wow, but you will be a wow witness. What does it mean? Na-receive mo ngayon ang enablement ng Panginoon, ang empowerment niya. Na kapagsalita ka ng ibang lengguwahe, ibig sabihin nun, ikaw na yung pupunta doon. In fact, nakarating na sa kanila yung salita ng Panginoon. Sabi doon, they spoke about the mighty works of God. Kapatid, contained pa lang sila doon sa upper room, but the works of God, the mighty works of the Lord, by the power of His Spirit, already delivered to the recipient. Ang tindi ng kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Minsan natatakot tayong humayo. Pumunta lang dun sa kapitbahay para lang magbahagi ng salita ng Diyos. Minsan kinakabahan pa tayong mag-share ng gospel doon sa ating kaklase. Come to think of it, pareho na kayo ng lengguwahe. Tama po ba? God has given us the language to speak, no, so that it can be our tool to become a wow witness to many people. Kaya when I read this, parang wala pang ginagawa pong pag-preach yung mga disciples. Hindi pa po sila bumababa from the upper room. No, sa pagtanggap pa lang po nila ng Holy Spirit, ito na yung start na wow, grabe. I am becoming a witness already. Why? Because the power of God is within me. When you receive the power of the Lord, when you receive His empowerment or the fire and the wind of God into your life, then that's it. Lahat ng kakailanganin mo, kapatid, kompleto na. So that you can become a wow witness to His mighty work. Amen? Natatakot tayo, hindi lamang sa hindi ka makapagsalita, sasabihin mo, wala yata akong training. Wala yata akong pagsasanay. Yes, training is good. Training is necessary. But you know here, ang sabi po dun, sinalita lamang nila yung mighty works of God. Kagaya lang po ng testimony ng dalawang kabataan po dito. They were recipients of the mighty work of God and now they were able to speak it. Kapatid, what is one mighty work of God in your life na hindi mo makakalimutan? Na alam mong gawa ng Diyos yun sa'yo at walang sino man na makagagawa nun sa'yo. Mayroon po ba? Mayroon po ba tayong maaalala na isang bagay, at least one thing in your life, that you will say, this is the mark of God's visitation in my life. Mayroon o wala? Isigaw po natin, meron o wala? Speak about it. That's the mighty work of God. Amen? So this is the move of the Holy Spirit. So some were amazed and astonished. Some were amazed and perplexed. So yung pong isa, namangha, at talagang nagulat, no po? Yung isa naman, amazed and perplexed. Ito po yun, yung bang namangha, pero nag-aalala. Sabi doon, ano bang ibig sabihin yan? Nakakatakot naman, something like that. What does this mean? And yung iba naman po, they are not amazed, they are not astonished, they are not perplexed, and even bewildered, they chose to mock. Pinagtawanan at tinuligsa. Ano sabi po doon? They are just filled with new wine. So next slide. We see here the summary of people's responses at the coming of the Holy Spirit. Nagulat sila, natulala sila, dahil wow, meron nakakakilala sa akin dito. Galing kaya ako sa Saudi Arabia. Bigla pong may nagsalita ng Arabic. No, galing siya sa dulo ng walang hanggan, doon po sa Mesopotamia. Pero may nagsalita ng ganung lengguahe. Kamangha-mangha naman to. No, nagulat sila. Sabi nun, narinig nila for the first time the works of God and the mighty works of the Lord in their language. Sabi nun, yung iba nagtataka, nagtatanong, ano kaya to? Ano bang ibig sabihin ito? At yung iba naman, they just mocked what they heard. Kapatid, in this church po, especially the young people, today is the Sunday. We are celebrating the power rested among the young people. God's power for the youth. You see, iba't ibang tao na po ang nandito sa Crossroads Church. And majority are young people. And when we look at them in FB, no, when conquest comes, grabe po yan, mga sumusugod dun sa food court, kahit sinong tao, tricycle driver, jeepney driver, Uber driver, hindi bababa hanggat hindi tumatanggap sa Lord. It doesn't matter magkanong babayaran niya, masheran lang niya ng gospel. Kahit anong uri ng mga tao, nilulusog po nitong mga ito. And how do we look at them? And how do we respond to them? There is a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in this church. Do you believe that? Do you believe? Lahat po na nag-amen, you have the mighty move of God. Do you believe that there is a mighty move of God in this church? Amen! And how do we respond to it? Nagugulantang ba tayo? At sa nagulantang tayo, na-amaze ba tayo? Sabi natin, work talaga ito ng Diyos? O kaya naman nagtatanong na tayo, baka naman sobra na yan? Hindi kaya kulto na yan? Kahit sino na lang, wala nang takot? How do you respond to those who are filled by the Holy Spirit? Some of them, now were mocked. And may mga nagsasabi po sa akin na, ate, pastora, tita, sabi ganun, grabe po, oh, sinabihan po ako ng ganito. O sino ba yung nagsabi sa'yo, taga-church po yun? No? So this is the time for us as we see the move of the Holy Spirit happening in this church. May we all be astonished and bewildered and wow, grabe talaga ginagawa ng Panginoon. But the dulo ng lahat ng ito, sana sabihin mo, ako rin. I want to do that. I want to be empowered. I want to join the works of God. I want to declare the mighty works of the Lord. This is gonna be the time that I will speak the work of God. Amen po ba? Kasama po ba natin kayo sa work ng Panginoon? Amen. So, let these responses move us. No po, matutunan po natin paano nga bang tamang tumugon sa galaw ng Diyos. Remember these, mga kapatid, when the Holy Spirit moves to us, it's really powerful. Napaka makapangyarihan po niya yun na we cannot afford to miss it. We cannot afford to lose the opportunity. Next, this will be the last point. Part 3. Evidences show that you are empowered to be a witness. Remember again? Bakit darating ang Holy Spirit sa'yo? Bakit dumating ang Holy Spirit sa kanila? So that they can become what? A witness. Bakit dumating ang Holy Spirit sa atin? Primarily so that we can declare the mighty works of God. Why do we ask the power of the Holy Spirit? Not for our prayers to be answered. Ang answer sa prayers po natin is already done deal at the cross. Amen. Ano mang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus, lahat ng pagsasakripisyo ng Panginoong Jesus, even to the point of death, lahat po yun ay mag-e-equivalent sa kasiguraduhan na anumang panalangin natin ay kayang tugunin ng Diyos. Amen po ba? Kaya when we pray, it's just we say yes and amen. It's done deal. Ano pong foundation natin? We look at Jesus. The one who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Even death, he overcame it. Kaya kapag ka ikaw nananalangin, Lord, may sakit po ako. I am in pain. My sickness is talaga pong sabihin na po natin ay talagang malala or ikamamatay mo na. But just look at the cross. Look at the body of Jesus being wounded. At ano pong sabi doon? Isaiah 53 verse 5, by your wounds I am healed. For your transgressions I am declared healed. So when we ask for the Holy Spirit, it's not for our prayers to be answered. When we ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, it is for the purpose of becoming a witness, a testimony of His mighty works in our lives. It's as if saying, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You are my Savior. Help me to be a disciple for you. Help me a disciple and a discipler, Lord. Kaya lang, when you ask the Holy Spirit, please come upon me. I want to be a disciple and a discipler. And then the Holy Spirit will come upon you and He will guide you every step of the way. He will teach you how to be a disciple. The Holy Spirit will serve as a fire to you, consume everything so that you can work as a disciple. Lord, nahihiya po ako, natatakot po akong manalangin. Wala po akong power to pray and the Holy Spirit will help you pray. Wala po akong faith. Hindi po ako naniniwala the Holy Spirit will help you believe in Jesus. He is the wind beneath your wings. Amen? So, I want us to see here, mga kapatid, there are evidences. So let's take a look, verse 14. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Thousands of people, multitudes were asking, ano ba yan? Napahinto po sila. Ano ba yung sinasabi nila? Nagsasalita sila ng language natin. Mighty works of God. Amazing. What's this? Yung iba nagmak, yung iba nagtawa, yung iba tinutya sila, tinuya sila. Pero ano po ang sabi dito? Peter stood up. Evidence number one, if you really are a witness to God. Next slide. Evidence to show that you are empowered to be a witness. Evidence number one, you have the Word of God in your heart and you stand on it. Usapang witness para maging saksi ka, maging witness ka, dapat ang salita ng Diyos nasa puso mo. Kaya po inilalagay ang salita ng Diyos sa puso para po walang makanakaw niyan. Dahil ang sabi po ng Panginoon, guard your heart. Saan inilalagay, saan ini-store ang Word of God? Sa puso. So Peter, he walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. He saw what Jesus did. And he learned more about what will happen in the future as Jesus told them so. At yung time na kailangan ng ipaglaban, kailangan ng magpaliwanag, kailangan ng magsalita, Peter stood up. No? Hindi maaaring tanggapin na lamang natin ang pagtatawa ng mga tao laban sa atin. Hindi na lang natin dapat tanggapin ang mga pagtutsa po o panunuya po sa atin. Ang sabi po dito, we need to stand up and fight for it. No? Kagaya ng ginawa po ni Maine Mendoza. Remember that? No? No? Hindi lang niya tatanggapin ang mga salita ng kung paano nila sinasalita at paano nila minamock ang mga situations ng tao. But here's a girl who stood up with what she believes. Simpleng-simple lang. Hindi dapat binabaliwala yun. Dapat sinusuportahan. Sino yun? Yung mga taong may depression. So what do you believe? What do you stand for? Ano ba yung pinaniniwalaan mo? Ano yung laman ng puso mo? Then stand on it. Why can people stand this time? Bakit hindi po tayo makatayo kapag pinagtatawanan ng salita ng Diyos? O bakit hindi tayo makapagsalita kapag po mayroon ng debate patungkol sa Kristyanismo o sa pagiging disciple? Bakit hindi po natin maipaglaban ang ating faith? Simpleng-simple, bakit hindi tayo maka-invite ng mga tao? Saan tayo pumupunta pag-araw ng Linggo? Why? Maybe because we really don't believe in the one whom we worship. Di po ba kapag bilib na bilib kayo sa isang item na ginagamit po ninyo, halimbawa po sa katawan po ninyo, pag gumagamit po kayo ng ginger soap, di ba puputi po kayo? Tanungin niyo po si Manel at si Reg. Pag po gumamit po kayo ng chocolate keratin, straight po ang buhok niyo, mabango pa. Bilib na bilib po kayo, paano po gagawin ninyo? Ipo-promote niyo po. At iimbitahan niyo mga tao, PM me for details. O ngayon, may bago naman. Glutalipo. Tama po ba yun? Pantanggal ng taba. Yun po yun eh. Hindi po sinisikret yun, pagtanggal ng taba. Kaya po, proud na proud ka na gumagamit ako ng glutalipo. Maputi na, payat pa, sexy pa. Hindi ko lang po nakita dito eh. Nailagay sa picture dahil po naghihirapan po akong gumawa ng aking paperwork ko po sa laptop. Ano po, nakita niyo po yung balitang-balita ngayon na si, sino po yung namatay na? Kakalibing lang. Sino yun, anak? Si Marlo. At siya'y nabuhay na maguli mula sa mga patay. At may pangalan na siyang Sanderford. Apo? At ang nakalagay, pretty looks. Promote na promote po tayo. Bakit po? Believe na believe tayo dun eh. Kapatid, this time around, the Peter stood up before the multitudes and simply just nalikha niyang kaisipan, kundi mula sa salita ng Diyos. That's why one of the values in Cross World is devotionals. The more you get rooted in the Word of God, the more you become strong. And you are able to test the Word of God true in your life. And therefore, when the test comes around you, you can also make your justification, your explanation. Hindi po kami mga lasing. Ang aga-aga po kaya. Masarap mag-inuman sa gabi. So, umaga pa lang po. So, simply like that. If you are a witness, you will be a man and woman of God's Word. And you store it in your heart. Do not let anyone take it from your heart. Anong purpose? Bakit nasa puso mo? Para dito ka tatayo, dito ka makikipaglaban. Darating po ang panahon that we cannot speak the Word of God anymore. Just remember the post of Pastor Al in FB. Wala po tayong kamuang-muang suddenly. Suddenly, it was approved by the Congress. No? Apat na readings tapos na, pero wala pong minidya. Ano po yun? Bawal magsalita ng laban sa LGBT community. Kung mayroon kang kakilala o naging kaaway mo ng kabahagi ng LGBT at iyong nilabanan, iyong pong vinoise out ng iyong sama ng loob sa FB, sa social media, or anything, or anyway, at anyways, no? Ikaw ay pwedeng mademanda. Ilang daang libo ang pwede mong, ang dapat mong bayaran dahil lang sa pamimintas, dahil lang sa pagpuna, dahil lang sa meron kang blinog, dahil lang sa, ingat po kayo sa pagbablog, baka po kayo maging guilty of self-discrimination. Okay. So, mga kapatid, no, nais ko po makita ninyo dito na bawal na po yun. And come to think of it, sino yung unang recipient ng protection program na yun? It's not the pastor. It's not the one, no, na talaga naglilingkod sa bayan. These are the LGBTs. So mga kapatid, darating ang punto that even the Word of God na gagamitin mo to correct para punahin yung nasa LGBT community na yon can be taken against you. And you will be criminalized or penalized using the Word of God to these kinds of people. Let's be sensitive, mga kapatid. The devil is working behind the scene, under the table, sweeping like a snake so that he can destroy the new generation and the coming generation. Be a woman and woman, man and woman of Word of God. Evidence number two, to be a witness. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even on male servants and female servants. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. When the Spirit of God gives, it gives abundantly. When He pours, He pours freely. In the last days, ibinubuhos na po ng Diyos ang lahat ng kanyang kapangyarihan. Bakit po kaya? Because the last days are evil. Ang lahat ng demonyo ay pinakawalan na mula sa impyerno. Ang lahat ng galaw ng demonyo ay 24/7, mga kapatid. They don't sleep. They don't rest. They redeem the time. Because malapit na po ang katapusan nila. Kaya po in the last days, ganun din ang work ng Panginoon. He pours out every power to us. Sabi po dito, magulat po tayo, kanino po niya pinour out? All flesh. Kasama po ba tayo sa all flesh? Sabi po doon, hindi, kasi white ako. All flesh, amen? Tao, bata, matanda, lahat ng uri ng klase ng tao, across gender, sabi po dito, male, female, servants, lahat po, old, young, lahat po naka-receive ng kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Evidence number two, you are a recipient of supernatural power, visions, dreams, prophecy, and you activate it. Kung totoong natanggap mo ang Holy Spirit to become a witness, then you have the power to see visions. You have the power to dream dreams. You have the power to prophesy. And then you activate it. Minsan po kumanta si AB. Sabi niya, come, Holy Spirit, fall on me now. Diba po yan? Ikanta natin kanina. Ano yun? I need your anointing. Come in your power. I love you, Holy Spirit. You're activating my soul. Diba? Ang word po ay captivating eh. You're captivating my soul. Pero ang kanta po niya, you're activating my soul. Tama nga po, di ba? You need to activate it. Paano po ba pinapa-activate yun? Kagaya ng po ng cellphone ninyo that you cannot use without the charge. Aanhin mong ganda ng cellphone mo, wala namang baterya. Aanhin mo ang ganda mo, aanhin mo ang yaman mo, aanhin mo ang naabot mo, aanhin mo ang lakas, ang talento mo, ang connection mo sa napakaraming mga tao kung wala naman sa iyo ang Holy Spirit. Activated. Kapatid, everybody know, can see visions. Pag po sinabi nating vision, pangitain. Anong nakikita mo? This church, na po, we are committed to give everyone vision. Pag po sinabi natin vision, it's a purpose. The greatest tragedy in life is not death. Lahat po tayo mamamatay. The greatest tragedy in life is not knowing your purpose. Hindi mo nalaman yung purpose mo. And this church is committed to give you purpose. Ano pong dahilan bakit tayo buhay? Ano pong dahilan bakit tayo nandito sa kalagayan na ito? So that we can glorify the Lord. In what aspect that we can give Him the glory, and that is our great purpose in life, to worship Him, to glorify Him. And to glorify Him is to win souls, to make disciples. Saan natin gagawin yun? Wherever God had planted you. Saan ka nilagay ng Diyos? Sa munisipyo ba? Then go win souls there. Make disciples in that place. Saan ka nilagay na eskwelahan ng Diyos? Meron ka bang bagong bukas sa Tapsilog? Gawin mo yon. Doon ka mag-witness. If you are a makeup artist, then be a witness as you do makeup for people. Kapatid, everything that we are and everything that we have, call us to do our purpose. And what is our purpose? To see vision of fulfilling the will of God into our lives. Bakit hindi na po tayo nakakakita ng purpose ngayon na nare-realize? Bakit po wala na po tayong power to see the vision of God for us? Kasi ito po sinasabi ng iba, magtapos ka lang ng pag-aaral, okay na. Makapag-asawa ka, makamit mo ito, makapag-travel ka. We tend to live in a temporal things. Pero beyond the temporal, we fail to see God. Minsan ko na pong nai-illustrate ito. For example po, here is God. Here is our Creator. And these are the created things. Created things include people, things, situations, or yun, mga bagay sa paligid mo. Ang lahat po ng bagay na itong created things ay maaaring gamitin natin so that we can reach our destiny. Our destiny is God, heaven, His glory, to live forever in His glory. But you know what? When people experience the created things, relationship, money, people, fame, power, they stop from there and no longer reach the goal. This is our vision. Glorify God, live for Him, serve Him. How do we do it? With the created things that He has given us, use it. Do not settle for the created things, because all of this will come to pass. Only one thing will last, and that is the Word of God that will bring us to eternity. Amen! You are a recipient of a supernatural power, dreams. Mga matatanda, mananaginip pa daw po tayo. Bakit po hindi na tayo nananaginip? Hindi na tayo makatulog kasi? O oversleeping? Why we are sleepless? Because of worries of life. Restless ang buhay ng mga matatanda. Nang kagaya ko, may edad. Ano pong ibig sabihin ng restless? Trabaho dito, trabaho doon. Kailangan ko itong gawin, kailangan kong puntahan yon. Bakit? Mayroon akong anak, mayroon akong pamilya ang papakainin, mayroon din kaming pupuntaan, mayroon kaming aasikasuhin. Restless ka na, sleepless ka na. You cannot have time to breathe, to rest in the Lord, to take time and dream, Lord, what is your dream? Not just for me, for my children, for the church. No, I challenge yung pong mentoring group ko po last Friday. What is your dream? Ano pa bang nakikita mo? No, church will celebrate its 36th year. We're entering into 37 years. That's a great revelation. Pagkatapos ng 36, 37. So, saan tayo pupunta? Ano pang gusto mong mangyari sa'yo? May pangarap ka pa ba? Bakit hindi ka na nangangarap? Tama na sa'yo yung ngayon. Kapatid, we need to have dreams. And those dreams are not for us. Dreams for the works of God. You dream for the nations to come to the Lord. I asked Pastor Al last week, sabi ko pa, saan kaya tayo dadalhin ng Diyos in the next 2 to 3 years? In the next 2 to 3 years, where are we heading to? Nandun pa ba kaya tayo sa Central Church? Are we on the comfort zone? Where do we go from here? And this is my question sa Lord. Lord, help us to dream. Mangarap kami para sa'yo. Bata pa lang, pinanganak pa lang, napakaganda na. Sasabihin mo, pangarap ko sa'yo maging beauty queen. Pangarap ko sa'yo maging doktor. Pero ngayon, ano nang pangarap natin na malaki na tayo? Ano nang pangarap natin para sa Diyos? Kaya po, in-stress po dito, all their women, all their men will dream dreams. There's gonna be revival, spiritual awakening in us. Huwag mong hintayin na ikaw ay mamamatay lamang. Ang ganun lang. Sabi sa Bible, 70 years lang ang buhay ng tao, 80 years bonus na. And then you are counting, ilang taon na lang ako bago mag-70 or lampas na ako, and what's next for me? Siguro titignan ko na lang ang mga apo ko, mag-aalaga na lang ako, ganun na lang po ba yun? There's life. Dream, dreams for God. Prophesy! Bakit wala na nagpo-prophesy ngayon? Okay na ba sa atin si Witty Bunny? Witty Bunny provides everything. Sino ang kamukha mo pagtanda mo? Anong itsura mo pag ikaw ay naging artista? Gaano kaya yaman 5 taon mula ngayon? Itong pinaka-trending, hindi ko na po pinost dyan, baka magulat po kayo. Ano ang itsura mo pagkatapos mong magparetoke? O bongga. Bakit wala na nagpa-prophesy? Witty Benny had it all. And you know what? I researched. Nung nag-research ako kay Witty Benny, bigla pong may lumabas. Sabi niya, foretelling of your life. It's a kind of fortune telling. And last night, I asked the Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Kamukha ko po pa naman si Marian Rivera. I-delete ko na po yun mamaya. Meron pang isa eh. Ang tanong, mabubuntis ka ba? Itong pinakamasaklap eh. Makakapag-asawa ka kaya? Mga kapatid, be sensitive with the move of the Holy Spirit in our time. Even in the last days, the knowledge of man will increase. And as the knowledge of man increases, it takes us away from God. Prophecy is the word of God. In His promises, in His commands, in His warnings. Declare it. Release it. There are 1,700 plus promises in the Bible. 20 promises a day is more than enough. Paghati-hatiin yon in 365 days. And you have 20 prophecies of God's promises in your life. Witty Benny has nothing to do with your life in the future. Only God knows. Read the Word. And as you read the Word, believe in God. Wala na nagpo-prophesy. Wala na nag-encourage. Ang mga tao, tinutulungan na lang nila yung sarili nilang mag-encourage. Post dito, post doon. Lahat ng damdamin ibibigay sa FB, lahat. Wala na nagko-consult. Wala na nagpapapray. Wala na nagpipray. Wala na nagko-communicate. Wala na nagre-release, nagbabato. Be-built in the Word of God. We're losing the fire of the Word of God. And this is the time, activate the power of God in you. Hindi ka pa pinapanganak, idineklara na ng Diyos that all flesh in the last days will receive the power of God. Evidence number 3. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. There will be celestial wonders. There will be signs ng end of times. Last Wednesday or Thursday ago, you see the yellow moon. Maganda po yung kuha ni Popoy. No? You see the yellow moon. But literally, this moon that we see will turn into blood. And it already happened 18th century ago. At the Sabbath, then there will be wonders. The signs of the end of times were already given and you live your life in full surrender to God. Whatever happens. Sino po dito takot sa earthquake? Takot sa perilous times? Ano po sabi dyan? Next slide, please. There will be celestial wonders. Yung pong mga planeta magkakapantay-pantay. Yung pong moon turn into blood and everything. Catastrophic ang mangyayari. Sabi po dito, in the last days of this earth's history, war will rage. There will be pestilence, plague, and famine. The waters of the deep will overflow their boundaries. Property and life will be destroyed by fire and flood. Next slide. Protest, riots, and uprisings all over the world today. The economy worldwide is in trouble and everything just seems to explode. And this plays into the hands of the beast power who can bring the solution to the troubles of this world. But that solution will be a deception. The coming of the beast is near. But mark this. Not only celestial wonders, not only catastrophic situations, there will be carnal living among the Christians. Everybody, please read with me. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. These are the signs of the end of times. Checkan nga po natin. 10 over 10 happening. Amen. Binanggit po ito ni Joel, Prophet Joel, 853 years before Jesus. And kaya ang tawag po sa atin ngayon, we are on the last leg of the last days. And these are the things that are happening to us. Hindi na natin ihintayin yung mga planeta na magkabagsakan. Ano po? Nagkakabagsakan ng mga buhay eh. Ito na po ang pinaka-nakakalungkot na ng pangyayari po sa atin. That's why we need really the fire of the Holy Spirit. I want us to be reminded of this. Next slide. There are three things that this end times can cause us. Number one, to drift away from God. It's a compromised life. Number two, to live a life in fear, distressed life. And number three, therefore choose to live for God. Last days are happening. No one and nothing can stop it. The days are really dark and evil. Let us really choose to live for God. Huwag po natin katakutan ang panahon, kundi katakutan natin ang Panginoon kung wala tayong gagawin para sa ating kapanahunan. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is a purposeful life. We need to believe that Jesus saves. Thus you call on Him and you declare it. Do you believe that Jesus saves? Nagliligtas pa ba ang Diyos ngayon? Ang tanong ko sa iyo, pwede bang magligtas ang Diyos ng maraming tao sa pamamagitan mo? Amen. Then do it. Declare it. You know, the days of God is coming. And its day is magnificent. When we say it's magnificent, no? Pag po dumating ang Panginoong Jesus, it's not a gloomy day. It's a magnificent day. Pag naghari si Jesus, it's a victorious day. The choirs of angels around the heavens will sing hallelujah chorus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody will praise Jesus. Everybody will bow down to Him. It's gonna be a magnificent day. Ang tanong, kasama ba sa magnificent day yung mahal mo sa buhay? Kasama ba sa magnificent day yung araw-araw pinaglilingkuran mo? This is the day of redemption. Let us join in the redemptive plan of the Lord for this world. Keep awake and working. Gumising po tayo. Huwag tayong mapagsiphayo ng mga depression at disappointments in life. Huwag tayong mapabagsak ng anumang temptasyon sa mundo. Keep awake and working while the sun is up. Because the night will come and no one is allowed to work anymore. That's why the Holy Spirit is given to us. So that we can join into the redemptive plan of God. Redemptive plan includes salvation and deliverance. And as you are saved, delivered from the works of the devil, you become a disciple and a discipler for Jesus. Huwag kang matatakot malinlang sa mundo. Dahil ang sabi ng ating doxology in Jude chapter 1 verse 24, God is faithful. He can keep you from falling. Amen? Natatakot tayong malaglag sa kasalanan. Natatakot tayong mawala sa presensya ng Diyos. It's not your work. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Today, church on fire, we're not talking about the building on fire. We're talking about the hearts to be on fire for God. We are on the last leg of our run. Last leg of our marathon run into the run of faith. Run with perseverance. Huwag tayong panatalo, mga kapatid. And to all our guests and to all our VIPs today, Jesus saves. Nagliligtas po ang Diyos. Gusto kanyang maligtas. Ayaw kanyang matakot. Ayaw kanyang mangamba. Ayaw kanyang mapahamak. Today, the Holy Spirit, and He is here. He will help you be saved today. If this is your prayer, just keep it in your heart and pray in the Spirit. Receive Jesus in your heart. Sa atin, mga matatagal na, mga kapatid, nabigyan na po tayo ng Holy Spirit. Amen? At alam natin yon. Ang tanong, nasaan? Paano natin ito i-activate ulit ngayon? You know, somehow, it's gone. Wala na. Wala ka ng fire, wala ka ng gana, wala ka ng action sa Panginoon. But you know, kapatid, pwede ka pang mag-tap ulit. Why don't you receive Him again today? And why don't you communicate with Him today? And say to Him in a humble way, Holy Spirit, I need you. Set me ablaze. I want to be on fire. I want to join you with your redemptive plan for the world. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Come, come, fill me up. And without you, I am nothing. And without you, I can do nothing in this evil days. Shall we all stand up in our feet and let's pray to the Lord.